Om Shanti, everybody. Welcome to this panel conversation. My name is Arnoud. I'm from the Netherlands. And I shortly will introduce Sister Luciana, as she is the hostess of this panel conversation. And I looked her profile here and there on the internet. There's quite a lot on the internet, actually. I will make it very brief. She's already coordinating the Brazil activities of the Brahma Kumaras since 1980. So that's 44 years and gives already quite a clear picture of what she did. But also she did all kind of things outside of Brahma Kumaras as representative of the Brahma Kumaras and interreligious organizations and also at UN climate conferences. I had some working together with her here and there. And one of the things I really like about her is her enthusiasm and the way she puts her heart into everything. And I think actually that is something which we really need in this whole climate thing, that we connect. So I hand over to you, Sister Luciana.
Om Shanti, good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to be here this morning with Sister Sonia from Denmark, Sister Valerian from Geneva, from Switzerland, and Brother Golu from Madhuban, originally from Germany. They have been part of the coordinating team, international, that is coordinating the green activities in the world, and also representing Brahma Kumaris in the UN conferences of climate change. And we all want to go to Golden Age, and we are expecting that to come soon, but we don't know exactly how to get there. And we think that it's going to come just like magic. It's not going to be like this. We have to do something to create something so that Golden Age can be the result of that. So this morning we are going to be talking about the connection between mind and matter and how to apply this in our day-to-day life. So they are very experienced, and I'm going to ask for short answers so that we can have lots of questions. So first, I would like to ask Brother Golu to give the start, Golu Bai, from this Tamopradan world, we have to give this jump to reach the Satopradan future nature. What happens inside the cells so that it becomes possible that matter can be purified? Have you ever thought about this alchemy that has to happen inside the matter?
Yeah, Om Shanti, and thanks very much to be able to be here today on this very interesting panel. And actually, since I came in Gyan, I was wondering, how is Golden Age going to happen? And that question never left me, actually. And always when I had a chance, I asked a senior. So I ask Dadi Janki, how is Golden Age going to come? What are the details? And then Dadi Janki said, don't think about these details. Then I asked Dadi Gulzar, and Dadi Gulzar said, world will become worse. And I said, then? She said, then it will become more worse. And I said, and then? She said, become very worse. And I said, and then? Then she said, then Golden Age will happen. But I was not able to get any details. So my mind was a lot of thinking about this question, and basically my personal journey, I came to the understanding that our thoughts, and at the end of the day, our thoughts and what happens outside in the world, they are very, very intricate connected. If I think, I create a thought, I directly influence matter and the physical realm. There are some scientists, they say that our mind, our thoughts, actually is creating the quantum field. And the quantum field by itself is creating reality. So basically, I believe that the world which we see with our eyes is our projection. And all the time the world is as it is because we want it to be like that. And so when we change our thought process, our emotions and our feelings, we purify ourselves, we give command to all the atoms, molecules, and then the cells to change, to become also pure. And then there will be this purification of ourself, purification of the outer world, of the atoms, of the molecules, and voila. We have some sort of, Baba describes it like a film, and the film stops and is being rewound. It's a reset moment in the drama, in time also. Time probably will stop. There will be dead silence, and voila, we have another golden age, another beginning, and it's all centered around our thoughts, the purity of our mind.
Well, this whole concept of resetting the drama is quite interesting, but I don't think that we'll have time to go into that. Let's see. Sonia wants to add something, right?
Yeah. Om Shanti, everyone, and good morning. Also those online. And when you said alchemy, I came to remember a story from Sister Mohini in the Greens Retreat in Peace Village. And she had been giving a talk in a 5-star, 6-star, 7-star hotel in New York, and it was all decorated with gold. And she didn't like it. She felt so uncomfortable. So she asked for a pot plant to be put in her room. And that night she was churning on Golden Age. And she said, everything in Golden Age shines like gold, but not necessarily made of gold. And she said, in order for that shine to happen, it has to be clean, but also rich and full. She gave the example of water. Water is not only clear or clean, but it's also full of minerals. So she said, our efforts in Golden Age, here in Confluence Age, has to be the same. We go for purity 100%, but also rich and full and variety and happy PK life. Yeah, I like that. That's also alchemy.
Yeah, that's good. I remember once Sister Mohini clarifying that when Baba says about the golden bricks of Golden Age, they are not going to be made of gold. They are going to be gold shining, like you're saying. So the earth would be shining, but not necessarily solid gold. Okay, so Valerian, welcome. Valerian is coming direct. He arriving in Madhuban. So let me ask Valerian. Valerian, imagine that the elements of nature, water, earth, fire, air, are persons, are people. What would be the conversation of love and gratitude you would have with the elements so that you can create this friendship with the elements?
Good morning, Luciana. Good morning, everyone. Om Shanti. It's an interesting question. Actually, you know, for the two first years I went to the climate conferences, I could feel so much anxiety from everyone. It was even reaching us to some degree. And so I decided to work on serving the elements. And I did that for a few years, recording records and everything. So for me, it is very much about having a conversation with the elements. I don't think I need to look into them as if they're people, but I do look at them as if they are an energy that is actually talkable to. I can talk to water. I can talk to wind or air. I can even talk to ether. Because these elements are our friends. They constitute our body for thousands of years. they are the support of all life. So there is a lot of gratitude, I feel. And we, because of the way we think, as Gula was saying just now, we've really damaged the relationship we have with them. But we also induced a change in these elements. One of the vision I had is that there is they're all full of the sorrow of human beings to a different extent. So the way water packs up sorrow is different than the way fire, you know, it's like, so we really need to have a very clean heart, I feel, and relate to the elements and wish them, engage with them into a kind of an ongoing love relationship. Just like I need to create that with myself, I need to create that with the elements. And I think it, you know, it's like, let them be free. Come on, you can be free. You know, give them hope. Just like a friend is sick and you know that my friend here will have a fever and, you know, in 5 days she'll be okay. So, you know, don't worry, it will come up, it will finish, it will end.
Yeah, that's correct, because the elements, they don't have souls, as we have, but they have life, isn't it? So, Sonia, and how do you care for these elements? Because it's said that nature reached this very bad state because people stopped to have to care about nature. And care is an expression of love. So if you love, you care. So how can you care, but each one of us, what can we do to care more for nature and for the elements?
Thank you for a very good question, and I will share my thoughts, but if Valeria and Ogolo want to add, most welcome. But in a sense, I would say that the elements is like an extension of myself, because the world around us is created by our thoughts. Like Gola was saying in the beginning, it's like the world is an extension, the body and the world, the matter is an extension of my mind and my thoughts. So the way I treat myself, in the same way I will treat other people, we all know that from Baba's knowledge, from years we study that, but you can also extend it and say the way I treat myself, I will treat the elements. So for me it would not be a question of how I treat the elements, but I would rather ask myself, how do I treat myself?
Mm-hmm.
And in Dubai, the last climate change conference, we had an environmentalist and philosopher from England. He did a climate positive workshop with the youth, and he said the way you treat yourself, you treat others and the planet, and you can't cheat nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that is very true. So then I'll come back to treating myself in a very loving and sweet way and have a good friendship with myself. And that's, I think for the element and nature, the best I can do is my pure presence. It's like friendship. We don't need to maybe talk so much or give so many advices to each other, but just to be together. That pure presence of us will align the elements and make them good friends. Yeah.
I think that Golu wants to say something.
Yeah, I agree with Sonia that our mindset is very important, but also our actions are very important. And we have an environmental initiative since 2009. And there we give a lot of ideas and concepts for centers to go green. You can go personally green on your personal lifestyle or as an organization. There's a green policy also. And we have initiatives like, for example, avoid plastic. You know, plastic became a big problem all over. I know, and we also know, that if we avoid plastic, it will not bring golden age and it will not stop destruction. But it's all about creating good sanskars and good behavior and interact with nature in a harmonious way, which is most close to golden age. And right now we are interacting with nature very violently. Our whole technology is combustion, is fire, is explosion, is heat, you know. It's not very harmonious, actually. And all our actions also create an extremely high carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
To just give you an idea, a normal European has a carbon footprint of 15 tons of CO2 per year per person. An Indian average has 3 tons of CO2 carbon footprint. Means his all actions throughout the year create 3 tons of CO2 emission, which is the bad greenhouse gas which is causing the global warming. So on a personal level, we can also use solar technology, clean technology, solar cookers, solar hot water, solar photovoltaic. For example, the power we are using in the hall right now, this is all coming from solar. And we're building a new solar cooker here. And hopefully when that is ready, we will be able to cook again all your food by the power of sun. And our aim is in the near future, and hopefully it will be possible, to run the whole Gyan Sarovar complex on solar power, at least when the sun shines. And we have also yogic farming, where we teach farmers to live in harmony with nature and meditate with a crop. There are so many things what you can do in terms of your personal action where you can come close to harmonious interaction with nature, renewable energy, farming area, personal lifestyle, institutional lifestyle, and many, many, many examples. And we all, even if we are living in a small flat, can adopt some of these good practices for ourselves. So there's a lot of opportunity beside the good mindset and the good thoughts, also on a very practical, hands-on level, to live in harmony and protect nature and create the good sanskars for golden age.
Yeah, I know that Sonia wants to say something about this, but this was one of my questions. So just before Sonia continues, I want to ask two things. Our lifestyle already helps us to have a better print, our life print style on Earth, carbon print. But we do have something that BKs are terrible, which is the traveling, air traveling. That's something, I don't know if all of you know that air traveling is one of the worst ways to contribute for the bad carbon print. So I want one of you to answer that. And also if you can answer, three of you, something about the practical ways we are helping nature. For instance, the other day someone said something interesting. The fact that we Brahmins give a lot of attention to taking bath, right? To be clean and clean our body. Are we making this water that we are using sacred? You know, because we are going to be future deities, and bringing this water on our bodies, are we helping this water to be clean and purified?
I will answer your first question. So indeed, traveling by air is one of the biggest emissions of CO2 you can do on a personal level, but very big contribution to CO2 is also our diet. And here Brahmins are good because we are all vegetarian. And anybody here who is vegan? 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, maybe about 20% are vegan. So you are the gold medalists because your carbon footprint is pretty low because you are vegan. So you already have a big contribution to your personal carbon footprint. But the good news is if you go on our www.echo.brahmakumaris.org webpage, you will find a CO2 carbon emission travel compensation button. And there you can donate 1 or 2% of your yearly travel costs. It means like you have a ticket, let's say you have a travel budget per year of $5,000. So you take $50, 1%, and you donate it. There's a donation button, you can donate it. And this money will be used for green projects like reforestation or solar projects, where we take the carbon out. This is called travel compensation. So we already offer that opportunity. I mean, not many BKs are using it, but it is there. And if you want, you can use it. And a lot of money will come to us for solar projects. So this is one thing. And I leave to my co-speakers here to answer the question about the ominous bathroom water and how holy.
And all the other plumbing practices, not just the bath water. Yes, Sunil, you wanted to.
Yeah, because you asked about my personal effort. And at the moment, I'm remembering Daddy Yankee a lot on the environmental matters because she supported this work from day one. And we all remember Daddy used to say, don't waste your breath. Mm-hmm. She used to say, don't waste money, don't waste time, don't waste thoughts, all of this. But she also used to say, don't waste breath. And fast breathing, shallow breathing is connected to stress, to insecurity, to fear. So I'm thinking when I'm breathing deeply, I'm helping myself, my body and the planet finally, and the element of air. So there are all these practical things Golo took up, and I'm glad you took it up. But there is also certain practices like this. We all can find our little way of doing things. And the bath, I take very short bath, and I'm sorry, I have forgotten to give drishti and to the bath water before I do, but I will start. And I've started to take cold showers from time to time, and they automatically become shorter. So that's a good way. It's very healthy, they say. And yes. Regarding travels, I think many Brahmins don't go for holidays only. So that's one reason. Travel, you can reduce travel. And I know many have a bicycle at home instead of cars for daily transport. Yeah. But the thing is that we cannot be 100% sustainable. No one can. And so it's very good to be open about the areas which are difficult and discuss them and not try to hide them or don't have bad conscience about. We do to some extent, but we also have to create a living and make life work for us. And so we can't be 100% sustainable, but we can be open about the areas which are difficult and share yuktis with each other and in that way move forward. Yeah.
Just to say that we do have a retreat place in Brazil where I live, and Brother Francis, who is here in front, also lives there. And we have planted 6,000 trees there. So we have some reserve of carbon print. Okay, Valerian, please.
There is a few things I wanted to say from before about the friendly relationship with the elements. And one of the things that I got really, really touched by when I went to visit the farmers who are doing yogic farming is how much they shine. You know, it's like when you see all the different farmers that are there in the village, they look grim and they look unhappy and they look dirty. And we came about these Brahmins who are doing yogic farming, they were shining like they love what they're doing. They feel they're making a big difference. They are happy that they are doing Baba's work, and they enjoy the extra time for meditation. So I think that when you look at them, you can see how much of a difference it makes to actually be having yoga with Baba in order to bring this energy to the earth. And I was inspired, so I have a garden where I'm growing some vegetables and fruits. And I feel that, you know, it's time to be with nature the way we would want a good old friend to be with us. You know, kind and patient. And okay, there is no fruit, no problem. You know, be really, really sweet. And personally, I have a very deep relationship with water from forever. And I feel like I also, like Sonia, have very quick showers. We know each other because we often have very little amount of showers and we have to bathe quickly, and there is 15 of us. So you can imagine. And so both of us know that if the other one is going, it's going to be fast. And I really feel that, you know, using water is important, but not overusing water is important. And also, even when you drink, you know, have this drishti that you're giving to the water and feel how it's coming into your body like a big wave of energy. So I think that in many ways, everything is sacred for us now. You know, it's our energy is making things sacred if we're doing it properly. So definitely I feel that we are at the root of changing a whole energy. It's like a vacuum happening. Of course, if my awareness isn't right, it's not working. Definitely not.
Okay, just to resume some of these ideas, like we can be purifying the earth when we are eating vegetables and especially organic food. We can purify the water if we are giving drishti to the water that we bathe or the water that we drink or the rain. We can be purifying the air, like Sonia said, you know, when you take care or you pay attention to your breath and the peaceful atmosphere that you are creating around you. And the fire, something that it's quite interesting is that fire is our digestion. In Ayurveda, they say that the fire in our body is the digestion system. So with so much chili and pepper, I think that our fire goes very well, isn't it? What do you think? Golu, are you used to it?
It's the Madhuban stomach.
Okay, I think that we have now 10:30 traffic control. And then we continue. I have two more questions, and then we are going to have time for meditation and also for questions from you all. But one of my questions now, whoever wants to answer, or even the three of you, is we know that we have to create now the sanskars for the golden age. The sanskars will not drop from the sky. But why in the Brahmin family, what is your thought, there is no interest for this subject of the environment as it should, could be at least? One demonstration of this is the few people today in this morning in this important meeting. So Brahmins in general think, wow, golden age is going to come anyway. Why do we have to recycle the rubbish and all of this? How do you answer to these Brahmins who have a resistance to create these sanskars for the future? Golu, you want to say? Hey, Madhuban, you must face a lot of this, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't go in details. I mean the environment. I came when I came 85. There was not much of an environment consciousness in India, and then in 1990s I brought some solar plates and everybody was curious, what is this, and nobody really had an idea. And recently, I would say in the last 5 years in India, there's a shift in public opinion, government, and probably also in the Brahmin family, that people understand that environment is extremely important, because basically it defines the space which is around us. It's the platform which nourishes us, and it's our playground, you know. And okay, the playground in Kali Yuga is a bit dirty, but still it is a playground, and still we often have quite some fun using things. And in Golden Age it will be a wonderful playground, very pristine, very thrilling, very pure, breathtaking, crystallic, you name it, all wonderful words in Golden Age. So I think it's just a question of being smart to learn how to interact and to take care of that environment around us is very important, because you need that skill now and you need that skill also in future. And some Brahmins also say, okay, why should I plant a tree if anyhow destruction is going to come? And I think there was this Martin Luther. He had this. He made this famous sentence: "Even if I know that tomorrow is the end of the world, even today I would plant a tree, because it's the good deed." And that's also what Baba says: it's the sanskars which we create. You know, it's the good deed. And I'm planning to put up a little greenhouse, backside of solar house, and start making a little veggie garden. You know, and after 20 years here, I'm trying also now to set up a compost, you know, and finally recycle all these things. So to get small steps and get the ball rolling. And for example, I'm having since 5 years in an e-bike, which sort of inspired others now to go also for electrical bike, you know. And so you start with small steps and get the ball rolling. Others will be inspired. And for example, the solar. When we started 30 years ago to introduce solar here to the institution, and meanwhile we are the biggest institutional user in India. So Baba is there looking on top and giving blessings and giving support, and it's for us very, very important that we understand the importance of the world around us, our playground, and we take care of it. So we are caretaker now and we are caretaker in Golden Age. There's no difference. So I think that's the principle, and that's important. And we are getting there. We're getting there. We have now green policy. Yagya is doing tree plantation campaigns. We have Kaltaru. We have now this project where we identify some villages and make them a model village for Golden Age. We have the yogic farming. So we are slowly getting there. And in India also the ball is rolling. I think it will become a big movement also in the future.
I mean, these are all very great initiatives, and I know that all these initiatives come from courageous BKs like you three and few others, and also because of the support of some seniors, especially Sister Genti, who is a great supporter in all these green areas. Sudesh Didi also, so they have been very keen about it. But one thing that maybe Yugolu can share, or even the sisters can share about Europe, for instance, how can we inspire the centers and the BKs to go into this green field?
Okay. Yeah. So thank you, Luciana. And when I meet BKs who says, I don't need to care. I have three cards I pull out. But I think the first and foremost thing is that when we try a sustainable, simple living, harmonious lifestyle, it's a feel-good factor in it. And that feel-good factor is a natural advertisement for embracing the environment. And I know Noni is sitting here, and she will do a more naturale workshop in Spanish this afternoon. So, you know, it's a kind of loving relationship. But my three arguments would be that if I only care for myself and others and not for the world, then my sanskara of care is not so deep that it will take me to golden age. And the other one is about protection, that we all are protected by good karma and our yoga, but we could do with some protection by the elements also. And there is a saying in India that if you protect the elements will protect you. And the Indians knows this very well. And it's also, and the last one is about churning the relationship between mind and matter. It's such a rewarding and interesting topic that it just creates enthusiasm in itself. And before handing over to Valerian, because I know you might arrange a green retreat in Europe, but today in the RC meeting they're taking up environment policy for the whole Yajna. So wow. They're discussing this today as we speak. And they're actually reversing it, because as we are discussing today, we talk about how can we influence the world around us. But they are talking opposite. How is climate change impacting us as individual and organization at the moment? So that's also one angle to take. So I'm very curious what the result will be today.
This is very great news. Wonderful.
Also, I wanted to take the example of UK, because I think they have done an amazing work. They have started doing something called creating Green Champions. So all those who are interested, they have the possibility of going through small training, and then they become Green Champions in their center or in their region, and they meet together. So they really have created an amazing wave of enthusiasm, and I find that very beautiful. Also, in Europe, it's not so easy, because people each speak a different language. So it's why does language impact the relationship we have with nature? Because most of our material is in English. So most of the things that some, even we are thinking in English, because we create the material, because we know it has to be together for the conferences that will be in English. So what happens is that we are trying to create with a group, with Joanna from Isle of Man, a green retreat. And I wrote to the sisters in Portugal and to Piero in Italy, and it seems like both are very happy to have us. So it's also a relationship. I think we have created a green family in the sense that I can recognize my friend there. We were working together in Montreal last year, and she was so enthusiastic about the settle service. She did so much with the help of the team, amazing meditations and videos. And I think that we create enthusiasm, we create projects, and the wave then goes down. You know, that's how it is, that's how it works. We also have to accept it, just like the breath comes in and goes out. And I don't know where it goes. Maybe it goes in lotus breath. You know, it's like we are together really far more than we can imagine. So by each one of us who has a lot of love for nature, keeping this love, making this be a motto in our life, make this be a shining, hopeful. Like when I see Noni, she rides waves. She's a surfer. I have so much respect for her. You know, she's a tiny little noni if you look at her like that, but she's this brave warrior riding the waves, you know. So it's like each one of you, you don't have to be that extreme because she has a talent that I don't have. But, you know, each one of us can create this particular relationship, whether it's with a plant, whether it's with your thoughts or churning or giving Golo money for all the beautiful projects of solar, whatever way we want. I think the love that we maintain is going to make a big difference.
Okay, one last comment before the meditation. And yeah, just you can include this in your comment. And the word is minimalism. You know, it's a word that has been in fashion. Architecture nowadays is praising minimalist. The dressing code is now praising minimalist. Even the people who tell about the food, they say it's much healthier to have less variety than a lot of variety. Have less. So how can we include this minimalist attitude in our behavior as BKs and especially caring for the planet? So Golo, your time.
I just wanted to say something on Europe.
Yes, you can.
Because this idea of going green with the centers, and I remember when we got Gubbio, that's 25 years ago, when we first went there, there was one brother in München, Brother Manfred, and we stuffed two solar plates and a battery and an inverter into the tiny car and drove 10 hours to Gubbio and installed the first solar system. It's 25 years ago. And meanwhile, since 20 years, we have a solar hot water and solar photovoltaic on Frankfurt Center. And 4 years ago, we installed 20 kilowatt in the Moringen Retreat Center. And I just had a chit-chat with one of the trustees in UK. And finally, they will put solar photovoltaic on Global House in London. And I had maybe 10 conversations with various trustees over the years, and finally with Ratan Bhai and all these people already 20 years ago, and when I told them how much will be the cost, everybody said, no, impossible, impossible. Now they're putting it up, and the next stage, they want to put it up also in Oxford. So things are changing, and there's two advantages. One, it makes us as an organization and also personal authentic, if we're using such a clean technology, but it will also help us at the end when there will be a shortage of facilities. And I remember one time Baba said, outside will be darkness and you people will have light. And that always motivated me to sort of promote also this kind of technologies. Coming to the minimalistic lifestyle, yes, Brahmins already have the white dress code and we are supposed to withstand Maya shopping to a great extent. This usually works out quite well. Of course, sometimes when a new mobile phone comes out or a new computer model comes out, then we sort of forget and go shopping or whatever. But usually we already have adopted quite a minimalistic lifestyle in terms of our diet, in terms of our food, but also in terms of holidays and this kind of extravaganza. So Brahmins already are actually an example on a personal level for everybody else, and this helps us also in our conversations or conferences or when we interact and meet other people. They see, okay, the sister's always dressed in white, always pretty simple. And I had a program recently with Shivani and in the World Sustainable Development Summit in Delhi, which is the flagship program in India on environment, and first time we got a foot as a spiritual organization in a high science conference. You know, Vice President came and Minister of Power came. It was really top level. And Baba is managing it, that science and spirituality comes together. And Shivani gave a talk. And she spoke about that we have to heal ourselves in our mind. and become peaceful and loving, and only when we achieve that we can heal the world. And she was having a very simple dress, you know, and they gave her a gift and she didn't even want that, you know, like some golden shawl and all this. And she was very simple. And that gives also authenticity, you know. And in India, the yogi tradition is always that the yogi doesn't have personal possessions, you know. And because at the end we have to go. And whatever you have extra, mentally you have to let it go first before you can become an angel. So there is this wonderful phrase, decluttering. And I'm sure that many BKs have heard about decluttering and decluttering your personal space. And I'm very lucky because Sonia comes twice a year to the office there and she says, Golo, I have to declutter. And I say, go ahead, go ahead. So it's a very helpful sanskar to live simple, and it helps us to become an angel and keeps us light and allows us.
Okay, I'm going to your office just after this meeting, yes. And I will check if Sonia is doing good work.
I just managed one room yet.
Okay, you want to say a word quickly about minimalist so that we can go for the meditation?
Yeah, regarding the centers, my best advice is to create a green group in the center and have a dialogue between you, what you like to do. And that group doesn't necessarily have to involve the center sisters who are very busy. And regarding minimalism, I think Baba's word would be simplicity. So simplicity, we have the peace triangle. Peace leads to contentment, leads to simplicity, and simplicity leads to peace again. And it's not possible to have a simple life with a complex thinking, right? So
complicated.
Yeah, complicated and complex. So inner contentment for BKs, for other people, that would lead to a simple lifestyle by itself. But it's going against the trend of a collective vibration of 8 billion people. So it takes some work to do inner contentment, peace and simplicity.
Thank you.
And I think that the reverse is true as well. Meaning if I'm sitting down and I'm just simply enjoying something really unique, a flower, a tree, and that will also flow into a contentment mood. So it's like we have the capacity to be simple inside, but also to be content. And if I'm not content by being simple, I usually find that this kind of brings water into the wheel of contentment. And I think that we are together on that life of change, and we don't always know how to change. And we see people don't change, you know, like you were saying about the interest in green things. I think best wishes is actually a very simple, great tool to use whenever people aren't interested. And the other tool I find very important is to engage in conversations, because there is so many things we need to learn, how to speak Gyan in a non-argotic way, in a normal way. And this is such an exercise we really need to do. And talking about green or talking about domestic violence, abortion, war, not using Brahmin words, but putting our spiritual light on is a very good exercise also.
Yes, thank you. It's very easy to make Brahmins content, right? You just give them pakoras and ice cream and they are happy, or you just make them dance. So you are going to find many, many, many meditation commentaries in the green website, but we are going to finish our program here with a meditation led by Sonia. And of course, more information about the the work that is being done, it's available in the green letters. If you want to subscribe to the green letters, every month you have the green letter, right? So with so many information. And we are talking about Europe, but also in other parts of the world. We do have many initiatives that you can come to us and also get informed. So, Sonia, lead us in a meditation now.
Om Shanti. So I'll ask you to sit straight in the chairs. Put both feet on the floor. Put the shoulders down and straight neck. And I start the meditation by taking a deep breath. Breathing slowly and deeply to the bottom of my stomach. I breathe in peace. And when I exhale, I let go of any tension, frustration that I might hold in my system. I breathe in peace. And I let go of any tension. Think of myself in the golden aged form, and how the body will feel like in golden age. How will it feel to wear my body in golden age? When we are friends with the elements, when the elements are aligned and pure, and in harmony. I, the soul, and the body, we are moving like one unit in light, love, and harmony. And not only me and the body, the golden age world around me, the nature and all living beings, is like one unit in a dance. Take this feeling back with me to this very moment. In back confluence age. And I enter another world of a quantum field or magic or purity and light. And today we can think about how to manifest that in my life and interactions with others and the world around me. Now take another deep breath. Prepare to come back. And I open my eyes and I give drishti to the whole world all the time. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Sonia, so much. Thank you, Valerian. Thank you, Golu. And we are going to be here in Madhuban some more days. So if you want to approach any of us, if you want to see this solar house, this new vegetable garden, it's ready for us. Not yet. Okay, but if you want to come to any of us and ask any question. And I think that offering of Bog will be now at 11, right, brother? At what time is it going to be? Okay, so we can have some questions, right? Yeah. So we do have some time for questions, which is great. I thought that the Bog offering would be at 11. So who would like to ask any question? We can bring a mic. And you can come. Francis, come in front, and Brother Vijay has the mic. I just want to introduce Brother Francis. He's from Brazil. He's the main one in our environmental team. He's an engineer in electricity, and he has installed photovoltaic energy and solar energy in our retreat place, and we are completely independent in terms of energy. We have 100% of the space with the solar energy and the photovoltaic energy, and he is installing in many of the centers in Brazil, so you can ask your question, and maybe you can say something as well about the benefit of this.
Yes, Om Shanti. So I think this is one of the benefits that when we come to Madhuban, we can get inspirations in how we can apply those initiatives in our center. So if we pay attention, there are several even subtle things, how the Yagya works, but also practical things like photovoltaic, the clean energy systems. But my question is, I'm sure all BKs recognize one great act of love from Baba, which is allow us to get food, to get water in this time of the cycle, the condition of the world. But my question to you is, do you have any personal situation which we felt this experience with friendship with nature? So I had some, but I'm curious to listen from you something that you felt, wow, so nature is my friend, elements my friend. So, of course, it's personal, but if you have, it would be interesting to listen.
I remember swimming in the ocean and having the feeling that there was something strange, and it really, I felt it was really the water kind of making me aware, and there were some sharks, so I knew how to swim when there are sharks, and I did. But very often when I'm having a walk or something, and it's complicated because of the weather or some circumstances, it's like having a loving conversation makes things pleasant. You know, even if I'm going to be drenched with rainwater, it's like, okay, I love your thorns and I love your flowers. You know, it's like we have to also accept that matter has to go over the top. I think we have to love matter, even though it's going to be scary. And for this, we need to be powerful.
Okay, your example. Sonia?
I have so many, but you know, if I share, then you will think I'm a bit crazy, so I'm a bit careful with this.
You're not crazy, you can go on.
No, I think it's worth experimenting with, you know, changing the weather or, you know, tuning into the elements and see what's happening. And I see Lotta sitting here on the first row. She's such an animal lover that I sometimes tune into her way of talking to the insects. And, you know, there are many ways you can interact with the elements. So, if I empty my head completely of all thoughts and invite the ocean or the tree, then I can feel a connection. But it takes some preparation to empty the head, and that's the major job. And then if I invite a tree or the ocean, I can feel a very vibrating connection. It's like a response and a kind of subtle communication. But it doesn't happen very often because I don't empty my head totally very often. So I have to work on it. But it's great joy when it happens.
Golu, you want to share? No? I have a practical example that happened with me a few years ago, in fact many years ago, because Sister Mohini is not traveling anymore. She came to Brazil for Rakshabandhan in August. And August is very cold in the place where I live, which is the south of Brazil. And I became very concerned because we don't have heating system, just a small gadget when it's cold. And so I phoned Sister Mohini and I told her, Sister Mohini, I'm so concerned. It's very cold here and you are arriving in 2 days. And she just answered to me, don't worry, the elements are my friend. The day that Sister Mohini arrived, the weather changed, became warm. The day she left, the cold came back. So it's a practical thing. And I live near the retreat center. I have my own house, and most of the time I am alone. And it's absolutely dark and forest all around. People ask me, how can I be alone there? Even I don't know. And sometimes the rain is so strong, and I'm there with that those sparkles and the very strong rain, and I just start talking to the rain and to the, how do you call it, the lightning. I just start to talk to them. And last time that it happened, it was about maybe December, something like this. It was amazing because the lightning was so strong that it was in the middle of the night, that it was as if light was in my room. And as soon as I started to talk with the lightning, it started to become calm and calm and calm. It's really true.
So, Francis, I was born in a very beautiful protected area in the Swedish forest. So I often think that caring for the elements now will protect you throughout the whole cycle until the very last birthing confluence age.
Okay, one more question. Yes, please come, sister, and speak on the microphone. The microphone is here. This is sister here.
Not a question, but she wants to share her experience, her relationships with nature, with elements.
Хорошо. В России развита культура садоводческих сообществ, садоводческих товарищей. И лет 14 назад у меня появился садик, садоводство большое, примерно 450 садов. И идти нужно было до сада километра 3 лесом, и вдоль дороги много было пластикового мусора. Меня это огорчало, а потом одна сестра сказала, нужно ходить и говорить, плохие люди здесь не ходят. И по возможности я собирала этот мусор. И некоторые садоводы видели этот мой пример, удивлялись и стали подражать мне.
Many Russian people, they have summer houses, but not personal. They are united in some communes, communities. And sister also had such summer house. And there is a way to this house through forest. It's about 3 kilometers. And on the way of the road, there were a lot of plastics. And she was frustrated. But she had a thought that this is the way for good people. And on her way, she collected all this rubbish. And
это давало хороший пример, и некоторые, то есть я не знала, что кто-то это видит, но оказалось, что кто-то видит и пытается делать выводы. Но кроме этого, у нас был водоем, и он зарастал. И я просила соседей, чтобы мы вместе что-то предприняли. Но в соседях были супружеские пары, и они были заняты своим частным участком, и общий пруд их не интересовал. Потом я стала медитировать и давать сакаш вот всему нашему садоводству, лесу. И у нас поменялся председатель, люди стали организовывать субботники, и соседи стали сами чистить пруд.
She didn't know that someone noticed her this work of collecting plastic, but maybe some people saw, and it was like example. The road is became clean, And also they had a pond, but also quite dirty. And nobody wanted to participate because all were busy in their own land, piece of land. But she started to give sakash, and the person in charge of this community changed, and people started get together and clean this pond also.
Еще момент, еще момент. Свой садик я назвала Бабин садик. И это такое живое пространство. Если я подумаю, что вот здесь не хватает такого-то дерева, вырастает ива, или у меня почему-то нет вишни, вырастает вишня. И когда начинаются природные катаклизмы, у соседей могут упасть на них большие сосны, деревья, на мой участок не падает. Или от больших снегопадов портятся теплицы, моя теплица в порядке. То есть это живое пространство, которое реагирует на твои мысли, и там очень весело, интересно.
So she called this piece of land Baba's garden, and sometimes she had a thought that she wants a cherry tree should be there, and from somewhere some seeds come and cherry tree is there, and or some other. And if there are some calamities and some neighbors complain that some trees fall down or something else, but nothing is, no destruction at her piece of land.
Very nice. Thank you, sister, so much for the practical example. And what is interesting in her story, it's she's doing in her own home. She's not waiting for the center, the BK center, to do it, but she's doing it in her own way.